Next, don't go put together this huge food spread. I've been to people's homes at home meetings, and it's like a banquet. No, you're going to have coffee. You'll have coffee on. No alcohol. This is a business meeting. You're going to have coffee on, and maybe if you want to have some cookies or something like that, stupidly simple, very easy. If you were to come to my house for a business meeting, I got coffee, and I'll probably have some 100% organic cookies or some organic little cakes. It's on one little tray. It's off to the side. It's nothing fancy. And after the meeting is when I serve the coffee. After the meeting. So that's how you want to do your meeting. You do want to start on time. Now, a couple other keys. You said the meeting's going to start at 8 o'clock. And the doorbell rings and Mary and Joe show up. And you say, oh, come on in. We're going to get started in just a few minutes. And it's 5 minutes to eight. You've invited 20 people and no one showed up except this one couple. Don't say, oh, you know, I invited about 20 people. I don't know where they all are. Don't say that. It doesn't matter who's not there. All that matters is who is there. So what you say is, oh, great, glad to have you. Don't even mention that you invited anyone else. And at 8 o'clock, you're going to start. You're actually going to start at 5 past 8. Respect their time. Don't be looking out the window wondering if anyone else is showing up, and don't mention that other people were invited if they're not showing up. If they're the only people that show up, make it appear like they're the only people that have showed up. They're the only people that have been invited. Make them feel 100% welcome, and don't mention other folks. That's very important. If you have a sponsor, if your sponsor is there, if your upline is there to present and share the program, or if there are other gin members there, introduce them. So make an introduction if they're there and just have some small talk. And the conversation in the beginning, what do you talk about? You can talk about, oh, how are things going? How are the kids? How's things going at work? You know, what's going on in your life? Just talk a little bit. You can also say, what did you think about the Your Wish is Your Command? And here are some questions. What did you like best about the Your Wish is Your Command? Another question. Have you read any other books on success, such as by Napoleon Hill? Ask them some questions like that and get a conversation going. Have you been involved in other home-based businesses? What did you like best, or what, here's the question, what did you find most interesting about the Global Information Network? What piqued your interest in GIN? And get them talking a little bit. That's a very important key. Now, when the meeting's going to start, again, let's say they're the only couple, but you invited 20, but nobody showed up. That happens, and that's okay. Now you're going to say, well, let me show you this PowerPoint presentation, or let me show you this video. This will explain the whole thing. If your sponsor or member in your upline is going to be making the presentation, you need to introduce them. Say, well, first off, as I already introduced you, this is Charlie. He's my sponsor in the Global Information Network. He's a very successful businessman. I've known him for a little while now and have a lot of respect for him. So he's going to present the program because he's been in a little longer than I have and knows a lot more about this than I do. So I'll let him present the program. And then give the floor to your sponsor or who's ever presenting the meeting. That's kind of an important key. Now the meeting is presented, again, either with a PowerPoint presentation or with the DVDs. At the conclusion of the meeting, you say, would you like some coffee? I got some cake here. If you got a few minutes, you want to hang around for a little bit, or would you like some coffee? The way to keep the person there and get the conversation going afterwards is to offer some coffee and a piece of cake.